something that has two handles and one wheel that you use to, say, haul dirt around in.
Two handles and one wheel, that'd be a wheelbar.
Sure. And something for sharpening a side with that you could hold in your hand.
File?
Yeah.
File or a hone or a whip rock.
Okay. Now, did you ever use a side? Did they use those?
Side?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hand side?
Yeah, I used one yesterday. Cut weeds with. Cut weeds with. It has two handles on it and a bowing, a bowing axle or the main part of it bore, so the, and then the cutting parts on one end has a handle, one handle about a third of the way up, the other one up towards the top, and you use both hands to cut weeds with and briars. The scythe, what they call the mowing scythe.
I see. Now, they, if you're sharpening a knife on a wheel that you operate with a treadle.
Well, that'd be a, sharpen the mowing size and axes, rhinestone.
Sure, that's right. That's right. Sure.
It finally came to me.
And
rhinestone.
When I came in over here from Bristol in a
automobile or a car. Or
okay. And if every once in a while I have to take a car in and the man gets underneath and he...
Let's see, he, you have to take a car and have it salinized or greased or,
Okay. Yeah, and when you do that, you might say it's, you might, so if you're going to have it greased, you go in and you say, please wet the car, please, using the same word.
Yeah, let's see, check my grease, or that's not the word.
Yeah, all right. Well, I grease the car, or grease the car.
Grease the car, yeah.
Which would you say?
I'd say I'd like to get my car, if you don't mind, if you have time, I'd like to get my car greased.
Uh-huh.
Or that's not the word I'm wanting.
Well, yet, that's the word I want, though. I want to see if you'd say grease the, would you say grease the car, or grease the car?
Grease the car.
All right. And if a surface is kind of like that, and you and say its surface is awfully...
Awfully dry, or it needs lubricant on it, or something like that.
But if it had too much on it, you know, like a,
yeah.
Say, it's this surface is awfully, you might say it's awfully slippery, you might say it's awfully greasy.
Too greasy.
Yeah, greasy. Sure. And something they used to burn in lamps before they had electricity?
That was kerosene oil.
Did you ever call anything else?
Well, we have candles. Use a candle.
You ever call it carbon oil or coal oil?
Coal oil or kerosene. Usually, most always said kerosene lamps.
All right. Now, a makeshift lamp or torch made with a rag or a bottle or a can and kerosene. Did you ever see that? Somebody just take a bottle or something.
Makeshift. They're kind of like these bombs that thrown out. What do they call them?
Yeah. Well, I was thinking that's like a Molotov cocktail, but and I was just wondering, you know, if if just on the spur of the moment you needed a little some light to get out to, you know, to go out to the barn or something, that you might put one of those together.
Well, we used to have the that one around yet, the lanterns. They had a candle in a lantern there, and I forget what you call them, some kind of a just to put a candle in a almost enclosure with holes punched in it, and that kept the wind blowing the light out. What you call it? Be
like a hurricane lantern or something like that.
Antique, kind of an antique lantern.
The tires, inside the tire, there used to be a thing that...
They call the inner tube.
Okay. And if you built a boat and you were going to take it down to the water, you'd say, now I'm going to wet the boat. I've just built this boat, now I'm going to take it down, and you put it in the water for the first time.
Yeah, try it out.